Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. A couple of things, and you did hear the award-winning Trending Now.
Thank you, Dale.
Moments ago, there's one thing that didn't make the cut.
Disagree. It was all in there.
Well, everything that mattered, but just a side story here that I found interesting.
What do you got?
NFL outsider Ian Rappaport.
There he is.
Talking about others have also talked about this.
Okay.
A battery of tests revealed that Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz has a fracture in his back.
Oof.
The team did CAT scans throughout the season, but none revealed the fracture until now. The team is still determining if there is any risk of continuing to play. No surgery necessary.
Foles. Nick Foles
is
back.
Well, it will be Nick Foles.
It's Nick Foles season.
The Foles. Question here is whether or not, like as Ian said, they're still trying to decide if he's at risk, if he plays at all.
Yeah, not good.
Question is, how did they keep missing a fracture in his back?
I feel like you can identify a fractured back.
He said they did CAT scans throughout the season. None revealed the fracture until now, which indicates to me either they screwed up before.
Yes.
Or something happened that made it even worse.
Could be. I mean, could be that. Maybe both even. Maybe they just missed it. I don't know how. I really don't know how you miss it, but yeah, I mean, they're going to miss the playoffs. I mean, they're 6-7 right now, so they're still very much in the hunt, but what a disappointing year after winning the Super Bowl. And you think, hey, we got our quarterback. We got our real starter, the MVP candidate from a year ago. But that's just been a mess all season for them.
And now Nick Foles back. You probably heard that this place has made some news here over the last few days.
Really has. And it's kind of a confusing news.
Yeah, it started out with the announcement a couple of days ago that Tim Neverett would not be returning as one of the two voices of the Red Sox on WEEI, along with Joe Castiglione. Tim has not yet said where he's going, but I'll tell you that you don't have to worry. He'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
But he is not coming back. And there was some stuff written about, you know, how the station was going to approach the broadcast going forward.
Right.
There have been some confusing reports out there.
Do you want a traditional play-by-play or a talk show? It's basically been the bullet points, but even that doesn't describe it well enough.
So the question, of course, becomes outside, because believe it or not, we're making news outside of Boston.
Oh, everywhere.
In fact,
biggest story in sports.
Well, Dan Lebatard down in Miami wanted to talk about us.
Mm-hmm. WEEI in Boston has done something smart.
So first of all, it's hard to read into that because I think Stugatz. He laughs at everything Lebatard says, so you don't really know what direction they're going
in. He's laughing at us.
They are, because apparently we've never done anything smart in the history of the station.
Do you need me to repeat it?
Yes.
I think the guys do, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. WEEI in Boston.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Has done something smart.
Smart. There you go. So Lebatard's on our side.
But here's what WEEI in Boston has done. And one of the reasons that I find it funny and interesting is...
Is it smart, funny, or interesting?
All of those things.
It could be all of those.
It can be all those things.
Yes.
It can be funny.
Like Rich Keefe over here.
Right.
Smart, interesting, and funny.
Triple threat.
I remember when we started this journey to becoming America's biggest sports radio show.
Stop.
Wait a minute here.
I mean, I think you're still on that journey. I think you're still... And God bless you, right? They're the, what do you say, the most popular
radio?
Remember
when we started this journey to becoming America's biggest sports radio show?
Yeah, but he's saying it while he's laughing, so he knows it. I think he's being self-deprecating.
Do you think so?
I hope so.
I thought he was laughing still off of, you know, Stugatz.
He was still laughing at us. So they're the best show or the most popular show in sports radio? Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
All right, so what
But hey, you got to love the confidence. Got to love it.
What did we do smart?
Joe. And so here's what WEEI is doing, and it is smart because we've been telling you the sports broadcast should have been doing this kind of stuff a long time ago. Red Sox games broadcasts are now going to become talk show format.
There's just one problem with that, Dan.
Is
he going to take it all back tomorrow?
Well, it is funny, though, because... If he says it's a great idea,
you're starting to feel a little less confident.
Yeah, maybe. But he likes the talk show idea. Does he like my late night set idea too?
He didn't go that far.
He doesn't
far
cover
yet.
He didn't
hear
that.
That
he didn't
part.
Hear that. This was during the talk show.
So Chad Finn wrote about it this afternoon, and we've been waiting for Chad to write about it. The article is called "What Does the Future Hold for Red Sox Broadcasts on WEEI?"
Yes,
and he's got some excerpts in there from. This subscribers to the Sportscasters Talent Agency of America.
Okay.
Received emails with major job postings. The Red Sox broadcast was sent out on Thursday.
I got that in my inbox. I already responded and applied. Yes.
Now, I have read the paragraphs from STAA. There's an opening on the Boston Red Sox radio play-by-play team following Tim Neverett's decision not to renew his contract. The Boston Globe has reported about plans for major changes to this broadcast format. STAA knows these plans to be true.
Ooh.
WEEI wants to drop the concept of a conventional radio baseball broadcast.
Drop it.
They're not going to go old school, old-timey baseball broadcaster in 2018.
Just going to drop that like a bad habit.
To make the call of the game sound more like a talk show. Now, this is the email that the talent agency put out.
Right.
WEEI program director Joe Zarbano is eager to receive applications.
Yes.
However, he tells STAA he doesn't want to be bombarded with email attachments. And then they go into specifics about how to apply. Now,
oh boy,
Joe Zarbano,
they're going to go and update it.
His
they're
inbox
going
right
to
now.
Try.
Oh yeah,
and in that market,
brutal. His inbox right now. I mean, so if you want to talk to Joe, don't send him an email right now. The thing is going to be absolutely
during the day.
Flooded. You're not going to hear back on those. He'll be flooded. You'll be able to keep track of it all. You're going to get them bounced back to you. Like, inbox is full. Because you're going to have all these people that have zero play-by-play experience applying, being like, apparently we don't need that. Apparently we don't even need to like baseball. We just need to be able to do a talk show.
So,
and anybody can do a talk show.
So Joe Zarbano,
anybody,
our program director, went on Twitter, denied that there was any format change planned for the Red Sox broadcast.
Ooh, take that.
He said, the only thing I sent to STAA talent.
These guys are getting all kinds of pub today.
Was a reply confirming that the job was open and people can apply.
Yes.
In another tweet, he said STAA was wrong. Chad Finn says he did not respond to further requests for comment via email. So
I'm telling you, his inbox is full.
Well, it's probably full, but and Dan Lebatard loves this whole thing.
And now Lebatard's talking about down there. So now people down in Miami are they're sending in their resumes in. Lebatard's on in other cities too, right?
He's a national broadcast.
He's the most popular show in the country. So
he worked his way there.
Everybody is going to be sending stuff to Joe, being like, "Here's my audition tape of me just talking shop."
They're going to go and update it. They're going to try, and in that market, it's startling because it's that market. That market hates even this show, the biggest in America. That market hates this show because they like their serious sports so much.
Oh, he is doubling down.
Oh,
he
wasn't laughing.
He's doubling down at they have the best show.
Biggest show.
Wait, so he thinks that people in Boston hate his show because he doesn't do enough sports? Is that right? Really?
He's not really saying why. I think he's just saying that they've been rejected, like national shows.
Okay. I was going to say, we've had in the city two very popular morning shows that don't do a ton of sports, and I don't think they love Lebatard.
I got to think that Boston is filled with people that hate that WEEI is doing this.
Here's the problem.
Well, it is kind of a mix.
Well, here's the problem, Dan.
They're not.
They're not. Alex Reimer, writing on WEEI.com.
I thought it was Reimer.
No, it's Reimer. No. Thank you. He quotes Joe Zarbano, who said, quote, "It's never been our intention to turn the broadcast into a talk show," program director Joe Zarbano told WEEI. And they go into the job
but
posting.
How did this get out then?
I don't know.
All right. Something stinks. I don't know what it is.
Red Sox spokeswoman Zineb Curran told WEEI.com in an email, quote, "The team doesn't plan any format changes to our radio broadcast," unquote. This is all in Alex's piece. So it would appear that there seems to be some disagreements here.
But I also think just the way it's described, it's so overboard. Like when you say, oh, it's going to be a talk show. Like, well, no, it's not going to. It can't possibly be a talk show. It's not going to be Dale and Keefe where we're taking phone calls, we're doing interviews, it's not going to be like that. It can't be. There's still a game. And then what bothers me is there's so many people on Twitter talking about how, oh, well, you know, Sunday Night Baseball does it, or like Patriots preseason does it, or all that. You're like, okay, these are all TV. Take your TV example shove it up your can.
You
turn
can
it sideways
see
and
the
stick
picture.
It up your can.
Hey.
Sorry.
Seemed a little aggressive there.
Sorry.
Wow.
Lost it.
So they're TV. You can see
what's
that's
so different.
You
it's
can
so
say whatever
different.
You want because I'm looking at the pictures.
It's apples and oranges completely. And so give me a radio example of that. And I'm all ears. I'd like to hear what it is. But if you keep talking about TV, then that doesn't matter. That's the whole point. That's why radio has to continue to do this. The TV, it makes sense. If you want to evolve a little bit more, have it more, you know, turn the play-by-play and the color guy into characters more, that's your choice. But the radio, it's going to be a lot more difficult if you want to still describe to the listener what the hell's going on. So that's not what they're going to be doing. But Lebatard's in favor of it. So maybe tomorrow he'll have a different response.
And I wonder how it's going over in that city, because that city is not here for, or hasn't been historically, for hijinks with its sports. Sports
right.
are something that must be taken Bill Belichick seriously.
He doesn't.
That has
that's
nothing
fine. Like,
to do
we
with
don't
it.
Listen to his show. There he is, doesn't listen to any of our shows.
That's
clearly.
Fine.
Like,
there
fine,
is
but
no radio broadcast of a professional sports team in America that sounds like a talk show, because it's radio.
It
you don't have pictures.
Do. Yeah.
You've got
to
be able to describe what's going on. And I don't care what sport it is.
Yeah.
The point, and in Alex's piece, both Lou and I talked about this. There are conversations that go on during the course of a Red Sox radio broadcast. We've both done them this past summer. Trust us, we were involved in it. You can't just sit over the course of a baseball game and call fastball outside, ball one. You
right.
can't just do that. There's too much dead time.
On the season.
There's
and,
too much dead time.
You have to fill 3.5 hours.
And there are stories that get you go back and forth. You weave
right.
them in and out of actual play-by-play. You talk about issues within the team. You talk about issues league-wide. Oh, what am I reading? The Yankees are going to sign so-and-so? I mean,
yeah.
you do all of that stuff during the course of a radio broadcast while also telling people ground ball to short, over to first, one out.
But I just wonder if maybe what they mean, too, is so say, for example, and I we went over it yesterday, and I doubt as good as Lou is at it, I don't think Lou's going to be doing the games. Maybe he is. Maybe, who knows? But I'm just
well,
saying I doubt
in,
he is.
In Alex's piece,
okay.
both me and Lou say that we're not interested in the Red Sox job. Now, last night was the first time somebody asked me.
Yeah.
Alex called me last night. As I told him, I'd have to give up both this show and the Nesson job with the Bruins, and I don't want to give them up.
So,
and I don't want to do that. Lou says,
no, right.
Lou says he wants to spend more time with his family. He says, quote,
he doesn't want to travel all
as
around.
Much as
yeah.
I love doing games, even 2-6 is a transition for me and my family right now. I don't think I'm interested right now. I like our show. I like where it's
Ooh,
going.
I don't think I'm interested right now. So there's something there. But I would say, let's just, for example, say it's him. I wonder if that's sort of what they're looking for. Because rather than having two play-by-play guys who are used to the play-by-play role, like you look at the play-by-play guys in the city, with the exception of Jack Edwards, they're mostly the straight guy, and then you sort of play off of the color analyst. And in baseball, when for most of the games you have two play-by-play guys, to me, there's less of a personality, and there's if you're talking about trade rumors or you're talking about some of the stuff going on, I think listeners would rather hear what Lou Maloney has to say about it than Tim Neverett. Like, that's the reality. And so maybe you're looking for somebody more like that, where the broadcast is still going to sound pretty close to the same, but you're going to have more of a personality in that other seat.
And there will be conversations. There will
yeah.
be, you know, there will be other things woven in. Obviously, if you're listening to a game on the radio, they have to tell you what's going on in the game.
That is a nice piece of it.
It's yeah. you know, kind
like,
of a component
like
to the whole thing.
Yeah.
WEEI in Boston has done something smart.
I take offense to that.
I will take the great praise there from Dan Lebatard. We appreciate that very much. Can we listen to his show in the city anymore, or is that
But
not?
Here's what WEEI in Boston has done, and one of the reasons that I find it funny and interesting is, I remember when we started this journey to becoming America's biggest sports radio show.
No, so he does mean that, I think.
He means it.
No, that's fine.
He's on, I think.
If he's on every place, then maybe he is.
It's on the AM station, I believe, when we're on.
There you go. Hotbed, probably.
There you go.
Probably people like it. No? I don't know.
You
could what's the biggest radio show in the country? I guess before I completely dismiss it, maybe we should crown somebody.
Biggest radio show
yeah.
in the country?
Rome?
Francesa?
Probably Francesa. Dan Patrick?
No.
Well, I can tell you that
it would have to be a national show, though, wouldn't it? Like, I don't think any of the local
yeah.
as good
it,
as all
no,
the local shows are,
it
can't
because,
be a local show.
Because so, like, all three of the shows, 6A to 6P on this station, have higher ratings than Francesa. He has more total listeners because the size
of New York. Yeah.
But the ratings of all three of the shows
no,
on this station are higher than Mike's are.
But I would say it would have to be a national show, just as far as like listeners. So forget like what their ratings are, because some of these national guys, they're super low ratings. But if you look at the fact that they're in every city, I don't know. When you look at the national shows.
Golic and Wingo?
Come on.
No, not
Come
so
on.
Much.
Come
no.
on.
Said national shows.
No, I think of Jim Rome. I think of Dan Pat. I'm not saying they're great shows, Ross. I'm just saying they're, like, they're people know who they are.
Yeah, but I don't think Jim Rome is getting the attention he got 10 years ago.
No. No, that's true.
And Dan Patrick, same thing.
What, I mean, is Dan Le Batard?
No.
Okay. Colin Cowherd?
Maybe. That's
Paul Feinbaum? Feinbaum?
No, not Feinbaum. I would say Colin
certain
Cowherd
areas it's Feinbaum. You know, in the SEC, it's Feinbaum.
What you find
Stephen
is
Stephen A. Smith?
Outside of the small markets.
Stop it.
National talk radio doesn't work. It doesn't work. They've had ESPN radio in this town for a long time.
Oh,
it fails miserably.
Yeah, Boston, New York, Philly, they don't care about that. They got their own shows.
They don't want to know what, you know, what's going on in Dubuque.
Right.
They want to know what's going on in Boston right now.
Right.
And in Boston, they don't want to hear a lot of college football talk because in Boston, it doesn't work.
So you know what? Maybe Le Batard's not wrong. Maybe he's in the running. Because who can we really crown a top national show?
I remember when we started this journey.
I guess you guys are
becoming America's biggest sports radio show.
They're on the journey, all right.
He said biggest, too. What does that mean?
They're the biggest.
Is he on the most stations? In which case,
maybe.
By the way, well, that may
maybe,
be.
I don't know.
And if you add them all together, they don't have the listeners that Francesa has in New York.
No. Oh, God, no.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We've got Bruins tickets that we'll give away before we are done here today. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
At the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint. Listen, here's where I'm at with all of this.
That was Stephen A. Smith earlier today on with at the time with Max Kellerman and Teddy Bruschi.
Yikes.
You got to see the look on Teddy's face as Stephen A. is talking about a player who's been on IR since August, Hunter Henry, and a player for the Chiefs, who doesn't have a team to play on.
Derek Johnson's not a free agent.
He's not on any roster. He doesn't have
anywhere
a job.
He wants. All set.
So I got to give whoever's in charge of the social media accounts for the Los Angeles Chargers credit. Because they tweeted out a few moments ago, update. LaDainian Tomlinson, Dan Fouts, and Lance Allworth are all out for tonight.
At the San Diego Chargers.
No, that's pretty good. And the best was somebody called him out. Well, a lot of people called him out. But he responded
Everybody
to somebody on
out.
Twitter about it. And he said he made a mistake. He said he was thinking of Virgil Green, not Hunter Henry. Virgil Green.
And I'm thinking about Hunter Henry.
No, you're thinking. He goes, I was thinking of Virgil Green. I hope you weren't because he has one touchdown all year and 15 catches. He's been terrible. He doesn't mention anything about Derek Johnson. I think also at the beginning of that, the whole cut, before he gets into those two guys, he also mentions Spencer Ware, who probably won't play tonight. He's listed as doubtful. He hasn't officially been ruled out yet, but he's probably not going to play. So he mentions him as well. So it's really quite a two-minute stretch there talking about Thursday Night Football.
He just got handed some
two-year-old
information.
But he says he was doing 1,000 things. It's like, no, that's your job. You're doing your job right now. You're on TV talking about sports. That's it. Let's not make it out to be something that it's not.
You've got a perplexed linebacker in the middle box looking... Huh?
But I just would have said, you know, like, I screwed that one up. Don't give me this Virgil Green nonsense. That makes it even worse.
Charges on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry.
No, you're not.
And the way
and
that he's
fine.
Played this year and as effective as he's been.
I haven't played
he's
at all. Going or up been effective.
Derek nope. Johnson.
No, he's not.
He's
I bet you he's not.
For anyone.
No, he's not. It is a big game, though, tonight, and a big game for the Patriots, too. I mean, you got to be rooting for the Chargers in this case because the Chargers win. Then LA and Kansas City would both be 11-3. So then you'd be, you know, Patriots right there. You'd still need a little bit of help, but they'd be right there.
All right, let's give you an update.
Update.
Yesterday, the Patriots were one of only two teams
and
in the
San
NFL.
San Diego Chargers on all.
No, not that one.
The LA Chargers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but that's fine.
I just did it myself. I've done it a lot of times.
I just did it myself.
And I'm thinking about Hunter Henry.
All right, so yesterday, the Patriots were one of two teams in the NFL who had every player present for the media access portion of practice.
They didn't
even have any limited participation. They had everybody full go.
Two fulls.
Happened again today. Mike Reese tweeting out from practice.
Yes.
Every player present for media access portion. We get into the stuff that matters now.
Yeah.
Light shoulder pads.
Once again, back-to-back light shoulder pad day.
34 degrees.
Oh, nice. Cold.
Defenders work on ball skills in individual portion.
Love ball skills.
But then, of course, the part that we're all here for, the set list.
Here we go.
Because we want to know what's being played down there. California. Classic.
Classic.
Old school.
They've been doing a lot of new stuff. This is a gem. This is a keeper. This is one of the best ones they've had all year.
Get Tupac out there.
Yep.
Go old school.
Did they do the hologram too, do you think? Did they have him on the field?
Reports are from James White.
They did?
He doesn't know.
Oh,
he couldn't
confirm nor deny. All right.
So we felt very safe in playing this one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Let's give
clean version. I got
I was
a lot
say,
of background.
You can't play the whole thing. You can't play this
no,
whole
no,
song.
Not the whole thing. So that was the first song on the set list for today. The second song on the set list from the Big Timers.
What's up? Fresh is our turn, baby.
Ooh.
Now, I know, Keith, you definitely were into this back then.
Oh, yeah. Is this Timers with a Y?
Yes. You know it.
I hope so. Yeah, this one's really good.
This is a big, like, driving around when you first got your license.
Oh, yeah. Turn the bass all the way up in the car.
Yeah, I had a Ford Taurus.
Your speaker blown out.
Ford Taurus didn't really have treble or bass.
No, it didn't. But it did have the slide on there. You could slide it up. Didn't really make much of a difference. Yeah, this is a good one. I'm guessing they had a great practice today listening to these tunes.
That was what we know of today's set list.
Yeah.
I don't know if they usher Mike out after two songs and say, okay, you got to go now.
Yeah. Well, the media portion is probably not super, it's probably as long as two or three songs. Because the most he's ever tweeted, I think, is three songs. So you get 10 minutes maybe. You're like, all right, see ya.
On country music days, he gets up to three songs.
Sometimes. Yeah, if you're fortunate enough.
He had three the other day. I was just scared to play one of them.
Yeah. No, you made the right decision there.
When in doubt, leave it out.
That was the right call, I think.
Yeah, and please, if you're wondering, Jason, do I dare play this or not? Then the answer is no, you don't.
Good choice.
I like to live a little dangerously sometimes.
Do you really? Is that right?
Yeah, just sometimes.
Yeah.
Do we have a dump button?
It's true.
Have you ever had to dump yourself, Rossi?
Yes, one time I played a song and there was a...
that was like last week, Dale. Remember? He definitely. I was like, I don't know if you want to go with this one. He's like, oh, no, it's fine. It wasn't fine. Was not.
So that was the important stuff that we had to get to, just so you knew. And we've told you already about Stephen A. And we've told you about the whole Red Sox radio broadcasts and all of...
Yeah. So, to be continued, I think, on the Red Sox radio broadcast, by the way.
By the way, we'll Luke came in here and was giving you a hard time.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, yes, he totally
no, he wasn't.
He said, you know, this is what we do to everybody else out there.
Yeah, right.
When I read the quote.
He said, I don't think I'm interested. Okay.
As soon
right,
he,
okay.
And he said, I don't think I'm interested right now. And Keith immediately went, doesn't think.
Didn't say I'm not interested. He said, I
which
don't
is what
think.
I said.
I don't. Right.
I
That's
said,
very
I'm
clear.
Not interested.
Very clear. Boom. So I'm not questioning your response. I would say, Lou, a little meat on that bone.
I get to do some games
right.
in the summer, which is fun. I had a blast.
Right. But
went
you're not
to
committing
Houston,
to 81
went to
road
Detroit.
Games.
Detroit was not quite as fun as Houston,
no,
but it was fine.
I could see that.
But, you know, I do some games, which
there
I'm fine with that
yeah.
cut.
You get your fill, but you're not committing to 162 games.
So, I'm picturing the audition tapes that are right
oh,
now
nonstop.
Landing on
probably
lose.
Just like podcasts. Like I could send them like hashtag dork. I'm like, hey, here you go. Just guys talking. That's all you're looking for.
When I was hired to come to Boston to do the Patriots games, I got asked by the station in Boston, can you send us an audition tape?
You said?
And I said, well, I haven't done football in a long time, so all I have is New Jersey Devils hockey.
They're like,
so
good enough?
I sent them an audition tape, which was me doing a Devils Edmonton Oilers game.
Yeah.
And Wayne Gretzky, you know, killing the Devils.
Right,
but
right.
And they approved me based on an NHL
really?
Broadcast tape.
Kind That's of speaks what they to the franchise at that point, too,
they
maybe.
they took that tape down to Foxborough, played it for Patrick Sullivan.
Oh, that's funny.
And he said, yeah, sounds good to me.
Like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go with the hockey guy. Let's go with the Devils guy.
So I wonder how many of those kinds of tapes
a million.
Lou's getting right now.
A million. You mean Joe?
Million. Oh, yeah.
A million of them. It'll be nonstop with the...
We got a demo tape, actually, that was sent into the show.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, good.
Let's take a listen.
Jorgens, another right-hand batter up. Chapman still on first. One man down in the second, and the Yankees leading 2-1.
Higher. A lot of commentary.
I do feel like that's a little bit more of the older school.
Fred sets himself for the next pitch.
Yeah.
Here comes outside, a curve ball. Happy.
I say you just go completely embrace the old school. Just have Joe do the game by himself and have it kind of sound like that. Even add the crackling.
Yeah,
if
add
you want.
The crackling.
That's America's pastime. Yep.
As I believe he was baffled in the New York series.
Sure.
New York,
his opinion.
Yeah.
And heaved a perfect throw to Gehringer.
Perfect throw.
Chapman for the second out.
Two down. What more do you need?
Two out. The count is 1-1. On Jorgens.
You close your eyes, it's like you're there.
Now, he's also working alone, so it's kind of hard to have a conversation with somebody.
I don't know. I've had plenty of conversations with myself, Dale. You can find the right person.
I
can talk to themselves.
Not Bojack. Yeah. I hate this horse.
You can absolutely do it. Oh, by the way, update on that.
Oh, you killed it?
No, I sold him.
Can you do
that? Yeah, I sold him for like some carrots and oats. I just sold him. Sold him to...
That's how this story ends?
I sold Not Bojack. I wanted to keep
him. For carrots?
Yeah.
And oats.
Pennies on the dollar. I was like, oh, hopefully you guys get
so
some.
Are you walking everywhere now?
No, I traded him in. It's like when you take a used car in and you trade that in and you get a new horse. So I got a new horse because the problem was I kind of liked Not Bojack. I was starting to actually come around on him even though he was the worst horse. But I was so late to get to missions because I'm in a posse. And so you have to go on the map. You're like, hey, we'll meet you over here. And they're like, where's Keith? Where's Keith? And I'm like, well, I take him for every year because Not Bojack's a terrible horse. So I had to sell him. Didn't get much for him, but now I have a new horse.
Any better?
Oh, yeah. This guy's lightning fast.
Oh,
he looks like a jackhammer, too. He is the horse you want.
What do we call this horse?
Bojack 2.
Oh, Bojack 2.
Bojack 2 is what his name is, yeah.
Now, when you sell a horse, who bought it?
You go to like a stable.
Some stupid guy.
Yeah, some idiot. Some guy. He is not thrilled. Unfortunately, I don't know what he's going to do to Not
Bojack. He's now looking to shoot you.
But yeah, you go to a stable, and then that's where you can buy horses. You can sell horses. You can get yourself a new saddle if that's what you want to do.
Was this a Keefe idea, or were you peer pressured in?
No, everybody in the posse was like, you need to get a new horse, or we can't play with you anymore.
We're going to throw you out of the posse. You got to leave the posse now.
We can't possibly
you
continue.
And your slow horse
you need to get
rid of.
You got to get a new horse. I'm like, all right, fine. I want to keep playing. So,
what else you got? It's coming up next, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Getting you through your workday, it's Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, a couple of things that we didn't get to during the course of the program.
What else you got?
What else you got? I will go first. So Kyler Murray, who won the Heisman Trophy, Oklahoma's quarterback. He was also a top 10 pick by the Oakland A's and has this huge signing bonus. And he and Scott Boras, who's his agent, have said all along he's going to play 1 year of football at Oklahoma, then he's going to go play baseball. Well, he had a pretty successful season, which is not over, by the way. And maybe he's changing his mind because, Dale, it sounds like Oklahoma has submitted Kyler Murray's name to the NFL's board to get a draft grade. So if he was so dead set on only playing baseball, I don't think he would go through with that step. I would love to see this guy try to play both. I think it'd be nearly impossible as a quarterback, but I'd be fascinated to see another dual sport athlete. And Kyler Murray, he was fun as hell to watch this year. I've never seen him play baseball, but he was a top 10 pick. So I'm sure he's pretty damn good
there.
Ninth
overall by the A's.
Yeah, so I would love to see if he played quarterback or even just like athlete, like find a role for him on a team. I think come draft time, it's going to be fascinating to see what round a team throws out a, decides to pick him and see if they can convince him to play.
What else you got?
Mine is sports related only in terms of periphery.
Okay.
On Route 3 in East Rutherford, New Jersey this morning, and I'm looking at video footage that was shot by a producer for Eyewitness News Channel 7 in New York City. And you can see the old football stadium in the background. It seems as though there was an accident involving a Brinks truck on Route 3 in East Rutherford.
Isaiah Thomas?
And as they say, it's snowing money.
Oh.
So
get down there, huh?
Flying all over the
place.
All
right, you guys finish the show. I'll be back.
And they show this guy who looks like he's probably a Brinks employee running around.
No. Nobody grab it. Nobody grab it.
The cash.
Yikes.
And so evidently they had some issues in terms of, and cars are stopping, obviously.
Well, it's funny because you had the one, the ATM machine the other week that was spitting out hundreds instead of tens.
Yes.
There's that one.
And you got to keep them.
Yeah. So this is a pretty good deal. Just go down there and just go grab some, collect some money.
I'm looking at this guy stuffing dollar bills into his pocket.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know if they're singles, but stuffing money into his pocket.
Free money.
And there are people getting out of their cars and scrambling all over Route 3 in East Rutherford.
Of course there is.
Because it's Christmas.
It is. It's free money.
Could all use a little extra at Christmas.
Dale, after you said that story about the ATM, I never go to ATMs. I usually
cash back. You go all the time now.
I've gone directly to ATMs, especially like the ones inside of like 7-Elevens. And
how disappointed are you? You're like, oh, this is exactly how much
I'm disappointed because it costs like $2.25 to take money out of
those. That is a big ripoff.
So about $10 I've spent trying to see if that would happen to me.
Mm. All right, we got to get out of here. You're off tomorrow.
I am.
Have a nice sit.
Thank you. I definitely will.
Steve DiAssi is going to join us in here tomorrow. OMF's coming up next. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.